So, notice, let's go back. Notice he said that starting with verse two again, he said, "Unto me, what seest thou?" He said, "I looked and behold a candlestick, all of gold." The Spirit of God is in you, on you. And what he wants you to see is nothing contaminated about this. Gold is pure. Everything, the Word of God, this revelation is pure. It's like the bowl that's there to catch the oil that's coming out of the olive tree. And there's a full supply, because that olive tree is like a supply line. It's continually filling that bowl, and that pipe continue running that oil to the lamp, and it'll never go out. And so what he's saying, this revelation from God will continue to be flowing up in your spirit. And you're gonna, and as it flow from God, spirit, because the Holy Spirit is in you, giving you this, it's going to get brighter. It's going to get brighter. And you're going to see clear. You're going to know things, what used to be in the dark. You know, like you could go over one of these corners, and it's kind of dark over. But you take a light, and you do what? You can see that, in other words, it removes the darkness and what's cloudy. And you know what? Every one of us gonna get our glow so clear, they're not gonna have a smoky place on it. Did y'all hear me? Because we got the washing of the water by the word to keep us clean. And stuff that used to bother you, you're gonna see what's in. You're gonna see the light gonna shine so bright till you won't be distracted by that, because you see that's trash and it needs to be thrown in the river so it can be washed on down the stream. Amen. I don't fool with that. Because I see where I've been missing. And when the word of the Lord come to you about something, will it come to you as a group or individual, you won't be going around bad mouthing the word. You say, "Lord, now what's my part in this? Thank you, Lord, for speaking to me." See, that prophecy has a two-way operation. There's a Godward part and there's a manward part. Did you hear what I said? See, God would tell you his part, you got to do his part, your part. F.F. Bosworth said, and I agree with him, getting things from God is like playing checker. Anybody ever played checker before? When I move, I can't move until you move. If you don't ever move, God says, have to just sit there and watch you, look at you till you move. And this time next year, you hadn't done what he told you to do, he still can't do what he wants to do. Because it's your move. It's your move. Who moved? Say, it's my move. And so what are you going to do? Say, I'm going to move. And so he lets you know this is no effort that you can conjure up on your natural ability to do it, but it's your obedience to the Spirit of God that you yield, that he gives you power to do it, and can't nothing stop you from doing it. Did y'all hear me? Amen. Did you hear what the Lord said? And so this revelation is coming. And we're going to learn how, I'm going to say something. And we're going to learn how, and we thank God for medicine. We thank God for doctors. We thank God for all these things, because if it didn't have these things, a lot of people would be dead. But God is raising his body up to a place where we don't depend on those things. See, once you get on medicine, it makes you lazy. You want to park there, you don't have to do nothing but take a pill. or take a shot. But when it take your faith, when you stand on the word of God, you have to stand there in the face of pain, and your mind is telling you, eat it, take the shot. No, no, I already took the shot. I'm believing God. And the doctors and people in the natural say, you're crazy. You're going to die. No, I'm alive. Death has been conquered, and God told me to live. And see, if you've never been there, you can't do that. Can you tell me about Paris? Can you explain to me about why you've never been there? When you've never been on this level, you can't talk about it. But the Spirit of God, that's how we're gonna get there. Not by might, not by power, nor by power, but by my Spirit. We're rising to this revelation. We're going to see, I can walk in divine health. I don't care what age I am. But see, people won't teach you that. They'll tell you, well, when you get such, you're going to get Arthur, you're going to get Ryder, you're going to get this. Right? I know when you get older, I don't do stuff I used to do, but I don't have to get sick. I may get attacked, but we're going to learn how to stop the attack before we get there. At the gate. Don't even let it in the house. Don't let it on your property. But see, if you listen to religious peoples and unlearned people in these areas, and nobody will preach it, nobody will talk it, it's in the Bible. Behold, I give unto you eternal life. I've given you divine health. With long life would I satisfy thee. No good thing, I'm getting ahead of myself, but I'm going to read it again. No good thing will I withhold from you. God hadn't withheld anything. If it has to do with life, or it be it spiritual, be it mental, physically, or financially, he has provided it. You have to learn how to be a partaker of it. I don't care how well I cook a meal and invite you to my house and sit you down to the table and you smell that meal. And you look at it, you say, whoo, this looks so delicious. Whoa, what did you put in that? How did you do? Whoo, that smells good. But you know what I can't do? I can't eat it for you. God can't make you believe this. You're going to have to believe it. He can't make you receive this. You're going to have to receive it. He'll given it to us so we can have it. You're going to have to be the one that said, this is mine. I received it. And you know, when my wife cooked that good meal, I don't be sitting there she don't have to beg me one time to eat it. If she don't watch it, I have mine down before she sit down. Esther. She be saying, trying to eat. If you're going to eat with me, you better be ready, buddy. before she can get seated real good, I'm finished. She don't never have to beg me to eat. Are you with me tonight?
Yes, sir.
This revelation knowledge is coming fast. Jesus is right behind it, coming soon. And there's work to be done. There's much work. And we got to expand our vision. We got to expand our thinking. We got to expand ourselves. We can't just be satisfied and then see a little problem we start grumbling about. We got to stop that. We got to stop allowing stuff to pass us by like prayer line. You got to wake up. You are in rebellious to what God has set up to help you. Don't give me no excuse. You are in rebellious. And God is showing you mercy. But one day, if you don't yield, it's going to blow up in your face.